this week's parsha, Parsha's Kisetze, has many mitzvahs, many halachas in it. I'd like to focus on one inyan, and that is the inyan of Tznius. As we entitled this packet, Malas HaTznius Ukdushosa. The Torah tells us in Parsha's Kisetze, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalech Bekerv Machanecha Lahatzilcha V'osei Soivecha Lufanecha Kodosh. So it's saying that Hayam Machanecha Kodosh, that Shecht always quotes, if you're having a Machama, that Machane has Kedusha. The Gemara learns it out for other things of Hayam Machanecha Kodosh. So when there's Kedusha, the Torah says, V'lo yira v'cho ervas dover. Then there has to be a certain measure of tznius. You have to cover up the erva. V'yam machanecha kadosh. And it's interesting that the Chofetz Chaim, quoted by Rebbe Chanan in Kovetz Mamorim, page 11, said that this pasuk is a fundamental pasuk in the condition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us. And that is, the pasuk says, V'lo yerecha ervas dover v'shav me'acharecha, which means that any time there's a lack of tznius, there's ervas dover, then V'shav me'acharecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu removes himself from you. V'shav me'acharecha. And there's a lack of protection. And in fact, in the Sefer Otzos HaTorah, the next page quotes that in the Knesset HaGedola of Agudas Yisrael, in Elul of Tofresh Pei Gimel, in Vienna, so the Chofetz Chaim said, you know, we're making many meetings and things about the fate of the Jewish people, etc. But it doesn't matter. If tznius is not kept, then all the meetings in the world are not going to help, because that's the one thing where the Torah says, "V'shav me'acharecha," Hashem is going to leave us. And that's the idea, that tznius and kedusha go together, because when there's tznius, there's hashras hashchina. If there's hashras hashchina, then there's kedusha. And that's the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Jewish people. And of course, the Gemara says in Bav Metzia Mem Beis Amud Aleph, based on the pasuk in Devarim, in Kisavo, on page 7, Yitzav Hashem Mitchas HaBrocha Basomecha. And the Gemara says in Bav Metzia, on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Yitzchak Ena Brocha Metzuya Ela B'dover HaSomoy Min Ha'ayin. That Kedusha is only found in something that's hidden. Tznius and Brocha. Brocha, Kedusha, these things are only found when it's Sanua. When things are Sanua. And then there is Kedusha. In fact, that is the key of maintaining the Shechina, is when there is Kedusha. And in fact, there's another interesting idea that the Pasuk in Mishlei which the Medrash Rabbah quotes,
page 21,
and the pasuk says, right, Kvod Elokim Haster Davar Ukvod Molochim Chakor Davar, that Kvod Elokim is Haster Davar, and Rashi learns that means Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bereishis. That's Kvod Elokim Haster Dovar. So the Medrash Rabbah on the next page says Kvod Elokim Haster Dovar is Mitchilas HaSefer until this pasuk, Vayal Kim as Kol Sharosa, is Kvod Elokim Haster Davar, and after that is Kvod Molochim Chakor Davar. So what's the idea? So Rav Huttner quoted here in the Sefer Shiras David on page 23. Rav Huttner explains that whenever there's Yetzira, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating something, it's Haster Davar. So that's why the whole psukim there of the Maisa Bereishis is begeder Haster Dover. And then he writes, that's why the Evorim of Holoda, the reproductive organs, are always covered up, besides the idea of Yehurim and things like that. But that's the idea, because they're creating Yitzira. And Yitzira is always Betznius. And I thought that's another explanation, since we said that tznius and kedusha come together, and when you're creating a human being, that's the ultimate kedusha of a person, of tzelem elokim, so that has to be behaster dover, and that's why the evarim are behaster dover, and that's why the whole interaction is behaster dover. Now there is another place in this week's parsha where the Inyan of Tznius is brought up, and that is on page 2, when the Pasuk says Chav Beis Chav Gimel Kiyah Nara Besula Ma'orosa Le'ish M'tzav Yish Be'ir V'shachav Ima. So Rashi says, why did this whole story happen that a man was together with this woman? Because M'tzav Yish Be'ir, Rashi says, she was outside of her house. Pirtza Kori Laganif, Il Yoshua Besa, Loira, this whole thing wouldn't have happened. And that's the Pasuk in Tehillim called Vuda Bas Melech Panima. And Chaim Pardes in his Sefer Ashdos Apiska on page 5 explains this idea that the natural mokum of a woman is at home. We say Basara, Tinei ba'oel, Rashi says, Snua ha'isa, Bitei, Batei, Dina, Basleia, and Rashi says, Yatzonis ha'isa. That's the natural place. And in fact, the Medrash Tanchuma says, on Parshas Vayishlach on page 4, that a woman who is Matznas Atzma B'tocha Bayis is Ruya Linose L'Kon Godol V'Tamid Kohanim Gedolim. And Rav Chaim Pardes writes in the Maimer later on in the piece on page 6 that the idea is because Kohen Godol is in the Kodesh Kadashim, so Kohen Godol is in a Mokom Mutzna, and therefore Kohen Godol is in a Mokom Mutzna. And therefore, a woman who's tsanua is royal kohen gadol. Now, in our society today, things changed a bit, and women don't necessarily stay at home the whole time. But the ikron, a woman is still, supposed to be ohel. So she has to try to keep that ohel mentality, even when she's outside and working, etc. She has to be makpir in certain gidrei tznius of her interactions with other people, always to be polite. But if you get too friendly with sometimes with coworkers, that could cause problems, etc. And that has to be at least the musug of ohel has to be kept with her, even if she's not mamish going to be in the OL the whole time. Now, we see another idea that's Nias. First is a Kli Yakar, a famous Kli Yakar. It says, Vayom Hashem Elai Lemor Rav Lachem Sova Sahar Hazeh Pnu Lachem Tzafona. Beginning in Dvarim. And on page 19, the Kli Yakar says, Pnu Lachem Tzafona Lashon Tzofun, hidden. That when Klal Yisrael is in Golos and they're confronting Esav, they always have to hide their success. Shouldn't flaunt it. You should always hide things. You shouldn't... You know, I remember one of my Talmidim had twins. And they wanted... It was a discussion. They wanted to put their pictures on the front of a newspaper or something like that. And I said, for sure not. That's not... That's a breach of tznius. You don't flaunt things. You keep things... Patznei aleches. You know, we don't... overdo our success. We don't flaunt it, etc. And that's Rav Lacham Tzafona. He says when you're with Esav and Golos, and Esav, Bnei Esav, are always going to claim that we gathered the Bechorah. You know, so everything we have is stolen. No, you gotta. It has to be Tzofon. It has to be hidden. If it's not hidden, so then that could cause an ayin hara, etc. Now we have another medrash tavchuma by the Luchos. You know that on page 26, medrash tavchuma says that the Luchos, and Rashi quotes this in Parshas Kisiso, Haluchos Rishonos Al Shenidnu Bepumbi, they were given publicly. However, the second ones were not. That you have to have tznius. And Rav Shachter here in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi says over from the late Rav Pesin of Muncie that you know, you see from here that tznius is not only dress. Tznius is anything that you do in a private fashion as opposed to a public fashion. But the first luchos had all that pomp and circumstance, and the second was much more subdued, and that was the ultimate one that lasts. And that's the mile of tznius. I saw in the Sefer Olos Yitzchak from Rav Yitzchak Olster Shlita that he brings a kasha from the Rav Meir Shapiro. So if tznius is the maila, so why weren't the first luchos also given the tznius? So he writes, Rav Olster, that the Rambam says in Parakhes in Yisodei HaTorah that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, we believe in him, is not because of the osos, but rather because of Maimon Har Sinai, that we saw with our own eyes in Maimon Har Sinai, the Giloy of Maimon Har Sinai, and that's what led us to to believe, and that's our Mesorah. So we needed a Giloy like that to substantiate the credibility of the Mesorah. So we need it that way. But, on the other hand, there was a lack of tznius. So you have to say that if Klal Yisrael were in a perfect madrega, then they would have been able to do it with a lack of tznius because they needed this affirmation. And it wouldn't have been a problem. There wouldn't have been any problem. But apparently there was some, lack in their madrega. So then the lack of tznius caused the problems. In fact, in the Sefer Shiras David that we saw, he has an idea that perhaps that the lack of tznius by Maimon Har Sinai was also a chisaron of Kvod Elokim Haster Dover, because the Kabbalah Satorah was what created the ultimate creation. As Hashem said, He created the world, but if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have accepted the Torah, we would have been going back to Tov Avo. So the Gemara HaYitzira was also Maimon Har Sinai. So that's another reason why Maimon Har Sinai had to be done Behaster. But there are other... So that's... But at the end of the day, Tznius is a big Maila, but sometimes it has to be offset if there are other considerations. For example... There is a pasuk in Nitzavim, a famous pasuk, and the Storah Shel Hashem Elokeinu v'Niglos Lanu v'Aleinu Adolam Asosos Kol Divrei HaTorah Hazos. So the Mokatcher in the Sefer Divrei Torah quotes on page 36 from the Shem Shlomo. He says like this. He says, if you only keep things secret, your actions, then no one's going to ever be able to learn from you. So there is a requirement to have a certain measure of giloy. You can't flaunt it, but it has to be a proper measure, a proper balance. So that's why he says, "Pshahanistoros." If you're only going to do things benistar, then Hashem Elokeinu, because then Hashem will know about it. But your kids won't know about it. Your talmidim won't know about it. So haniglos. So you need a certain mix. Just like by Maimon Har Sinai, there was a requirement of having a certain giloy. But apparently, for whatever reason, there was some kisaron there, and that's caused what it caused. Now we're in the Zayin de Nechemta. You think about the Binyan Habayis. So the Rav Naftali of Rupshitz has a pshat in. Pasuk in Kiseitze, Kisiv Nevayis Chodosh, Asisa Makeh Lagagecha. So it's going on the mitzvah of Makeh. So Naftali Rupshitz says the following. He says the Zerah Kodesh. He says, you know, we say in davening, Uvreyoso Bikarov Biyomenu Binyanolo. That what's going to create the Beis Hamikdash? Our days. Bikarov biyomenu, with our days, Hashem. In other words, we use our days. We do mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. Those things are gonna be the building blocks for the future Beis Hamikdash. However, says Rav Naftali Rupshitz, it has to be ba'ofen tzanua. It has to be when you're building the binyan chadash, meaning the bayis shlishi, vasisa makel legagecha. You have to have a fence around it. You have to do b'ofen mutzna. And he explains that's why the bayis shlishi is going to come in a shemayim. Why is that? Why doesn't Hashem just send down a malach here and build it here? The answer is because the bayis shlishi is going to be the everlasting one, and the everlasting one has to be built b'ofen tzanua. And that's why it's going to be built in shemayim. And Bez Hashem. We should be Mekayim, Pasuk in Micha, Sos Mishpa, Havas Chesed, Atznei Lechasim Elokecha. We should be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tznius, this Hanhaga. So then, Pasuk says in Mishlei, Maral quotes here on page 31, that's Atznuim Chochma, that a person Tznua gets Chochma. And the Maral explains because Chochma is a dover in the Seichel, and that Chochma is a dover Hanister, and it's shy for a person whose Hanhoga is a Tzanuadika Hanhoga. But if somebody is not a Tzanuadika Hanhoga, then he's not shy to Chochma, because Chochma is a dover Tzanua. And then if we Mekayim Tznius and we get to Chochma, we should be zochet the pachasuk in Yeshaya, ki molaretz deyas Hashem kamayim liyam mechasim, that we're going to get the deya, kamayim liyam mechasim, the deya, that's the chochma from the tznius, and Bez Hashem we should see the binyan shlishi, which is going to be built by ofen tzanua, and it's going to be kayim l'neitzach tzachim, based on our actions of kisiv nevayis chodosh, asisa makel l'gargecha. When you're building the Bayis Shlishi, the Bayis Chodosh has to be Ofen Tzanua. A person has to have that proper balance. Some things he has to be a little bit open about, but always in moderation, not flaunting, not sometimes people, everything they do is just to flaunt. No, often sanua, if you show a little bit, people should learn, people should understand, but it's basically hatznei alechas. And that's the maila of hatznias. And that's the yitziras ha'odom is ba'ofen sanua. And that's where kedusha comes. That's how shmira, says the Chofetz Chaim, is when lo yera v'cho ervas dover, it shouldn't be v'shav me'acharecha, that Hashem should leave us. And Bez Hashem, if we're mekayim this, we should be zoche, ki ksiv de bayis chodesh. Now in the Zayin de Nechemta, when we're thinking about the bayis chodesh, it's only because our actions are going to be v'asisa makeg l'gagecha, says Reverend Naftali Rupchitz, to do it both in Tzanua, and then we'll have this bayis shlishi, she yovo b'mhei rav yameinu, v'netzach nitzochem.